This week on The Art Beat, we're joined again by Stephanie Harris, the Executive Director of the Lexington Art League, and Mark Mazingo, the Events and Membership Director of the Lexington Art League. Welcome back to WUKY, and thank you for coming in and talking about the Woodland Art Fair.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Joe. Thanks so much.
This is another event that the Lexington Art League has been doing for a long time.
It's our 42nd year.
What do you think has changed about the fair over the years?
I think over time what we've really done is we've tried to figure out how we can best utilize such a beautiful park. We also want to make sure that the guest experience is good so that it doesn't feel cluttered and that people can easily access all aspects of the fair. So we do have a pretty detailed layout plan that the staff is in charge of, making sure that gets set up the right way every year. And we do all of that the day before the fair opens on Friday.
200 artists, and these are all from all across the region?
200 plus artists, yes, across the region and the United States. We also have some very special aspects of the fair that focus on local artists and regional artists. Since its inception, the Woodland Art Fair has always made sure that we have at least 50 Kentucky artists represented in the fair. So that will happen again this year. And then also, a few years back, we started what we call the Big Tent Program, and that program is still continuing. And what we do is we invite 4 artists to participate in that program. This is kind of outside the normal jury. And these are artists who may not have had the opportunity to sell their work at a large fair before. So what we do is we provide it as a training opportunity. Artists can participate in the Big Tent for 1 year only. And what really happens within that group of artists is that they really depend on each other for support because none of them have really ever sold to this scale of crowd before. We help them with the tent. We help them with questions about pricing. And then they set up like every other vendor and have the opportunity to sell their work. And again, that's a service that we provide to local artists. We don't charge them for that opportunity because we want to encourage new artists to continue to apply to the fair every year.
42 years is a long time, and the Woodland Art Fair has been one of those things in Lexington you just kind of come to expect. It's something I think a lot of people won't even just take for granted, how much work goes into making this happen. You know, how important it is for the city and just the cultural landscape of Central Kentucky.
Well, definitely. I mean, organizationally, it's something that we focus on 10 months out of the year. So Woodland Art Fair is always on our mind, specifically on Mark's mind, for the majority of the year because he is the fair manager.
Mark, there's also other things going on than just the art as far as the experience goes.
Absolutely. So we actually have wonderful partners with the City of Lexington and Lexington Parks and Recreation. They're in charge of booking all of the entertainment in the gazebo. They help us with all of the food and drink vendors, where those go. So the Art League is kind of responsible for the art, and the city helps with all the fun and the things that go along with that. Parks has been a wonderful partner for us. This is actually my second year directing the Woodland Art Fair, and we really could not do it without them. I'm sure that people remember last year we had a bit of rain, and Parks was out there early in the morning with us spreading hay and making sure that the artists were taken care of. And without them, we really could not do what we do with Woodland at all.
The significance to the community, you know, having been with the organization now for 10 years and watching this event play out year over year, I'm even amazed, even though, you know, I'm kind of sitting behind the scenes of it all. You know, all of that preparation and work and the partnerships and the community support and all of our great sponsors, you know, all of that heavy lifting and work is really done by the time we get to the fair. So once we get everything set up on Friday, we open the fair Saturday, and while we're very busy, you know, all the details are already in place. So it's nice to be working on something that consistently, because then you can pull off a really large event that sees, you know, 70,000 people come through it in one weekend. And it doesn't feel so big because you're really utilizing, you know, your staff, all of your support. And it's a huge undertaking, but it's such a joy. It's such a joy to present. And then also, in terms of the community, you know, every year we're bringing artists in from across the United States. We're also drawing guests from all of the surrounding counties, the bordering states. You know, we have folks that come from Ohio, Tennessee, to come to the Woodland Art Fair. So it really is a boost to our local economy. I know the businesses in the Woodland Triangle have always benefited from that weekend, and we're happy about that. You know, it's always really full and vibrant that weekend.
Mark, also another thing, there's a lot of different ways to experience the Woodland Art Fair. If you're a family and you got children, it's great to bring kids. You can also bring a date, you know, and do it that way. Or if, you know, you're just a person who is new to the community and doesn't know anybody, it's a great place to go and meet people as well. So
it absolutely is a great place. You know, you'd see people that you may not see any other time of the year. It's a gathering place, I think, for Lexington, even since I was a young kid, and I grew up in Winchester, so we would always come over to the Woodland Art Fair. So it is a wonderful way to kind of get involved in with the community in a lot of ways. Last year, we started a really wonderful thing in the community engagement area where we had activities for our guests to participate to make their own art, and that will continue this year. We will have drawing classes that are free. They'll kind of be regularly scheduled throughout the weekend, hosted by a lot of local artists. We always have a kids zone, we call it, and a lot of local nonprofits come. We allow them to set up a space that they can do some sort of activity for children. We'll have a nursing station again for mothers. We'll have a kids area for everybody to kind of enjoy.
And of course, you know, you also still have the adult things, which are nice as well, you know. So.
Right. The Mecca dancers will be there. So the belly dancers are always a good, fun thing for everyone to look forward to. And so that will be happening again this year.
The event is August 19th and 20th. And for those around campus, no, that's UK move-in weekend there. So it's probably going to be a little extra traffic around the area, around the campus area, which includes all of Chevy Chase and of course, the Woodland Park. So is this going to present some different challenges for?
Sure. You know, we always have a ton of people. And so in order to kind of facilitate that, we do have shuttle locations that are free to the public. Those will be announced on our website, lexingtonartleague.org. You can find out where the shuttle pickups are. They'll drop you off. They run pretty regularly throughout the entire weekend.
That's a good way to avoid having to hunt for a parking place and just sort of be lucky enough to find something in the area. So you can get a shuttle. And then, of course, also, you know, if you happen to be visiting the beer garden or something like that, then that's another good reason.
It's a good way. Yeah, you can visit the beer garden and you can take a shuttle or you can walk somewhere safely.
What's really great is that the Woodland Art Fair is always free. So people can come and spend as much time as they want in the park grounds. They can participate in all of the hands-on art-making activities. They can watch the live performances all day, and it is completely free of charge.
And it's also a great opportunity to maybe get gifts and things like that. I always find gifts for people throughout the year visiting the art fair because there's so many different styles of art. Mm-hmm. Some of it's wearable. Some of it is, you know, furniture. Some of it is things you can put all on your wall. They're all different styles. Whatever you're into, there's mm-hmm. something.
All the artwork is based on certain categories of fine art and craft. So you have, you know, 2D works, you have mixed media works, you have jewelry, pottery, you know, ceramic functional things. A lot of people do shopping there, you know, for someone's birthday that's coming up. You know, or I always buy this here at the Woodland Art Fair. I hear that a lot. This is the place I go to get my wife's birthday present every year. And that really, you know, is the purpose of the Woodland Art Fair, is to visit the artists and to buy some of their original handmade works. I mean, the folks that present at large fairs like Woodland, that is how they make a living. So the primary focus of the fair is the artists. So, you know, there's something for every person there. There is every price point you could imagine. So, you know, it's a really great way to support people that are doing brilliant work. And also, too, since the artists are coming from other parts of the United States, you're able to access artwork that you wouldn't be able to access otherwise.
Is there a place on the web where people can go and find a sort of a map of where the different vendors will be?
Sure. So the map is up on our website right now. You can go. It lists by medium the artists, and they've got their booth numbers. So if there's a favorite artist that you usually, you know, come to visit, you can see if they're participating. So, yeah, that's available on the website right now, and we'll have those to pass out at the fair as well.
That's good, because I know a lot of times I'll show up, and that's the first thing I do is grab one of those and then kind of sort of map out where I want to go first or where am I now?
It can be a little daunting. You know, it's, you know, the other times of the year, it's a big park. And then when you get there and there's 200 plus booths set up and there's vendors, it's a little overwhelming. You don't know where to start. But we do have some really wonderful volunteers that kind of we post at the entrances. So that's another big help is the community involvement through our volunteer program.
Well, it's nice that it's 2 days because you can do half of it one day and then come back and do the other half another day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's good. It's 2 days. So, you know, sometimes the artists do bring a lot of product. And if it's a really good year for them, they may actually sell out one day and then have a whole other inventory in their booth the next day, which is kind of exciting.
It always takes a lot of organizations to help make this possible. And I guess you've got a new sponsor this year.
Yeah, we do. Our sponsor is West Banco, and we actually worked with them also last year on the Woodland Art Fair. And along with the bank, of course, you know, our co-presenters, Parks, what they provide with the infrastructure is just, it's just truly amazing. And then we also have a great list of other corporate sponsors who, without their support, I mean, we really could not make this happen. So we're always very appreciative of that.
And you get Cricket Press with this really wonderful, I always like their posters. And they have, of course, all of the sponsors are listed on the bottom of the poster. But that's something that people will see around town.
They will. They will. And actually, we're very delighted. Sarah Turner, one of the owners of Cricket Press, is on our board now. So it was fun to kind of bring her in and have her help us with that design this year.
Stephanie, Mark, thank you so much for coming in. And good luck on the Woodland Art Fair.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Joe. We'll see you there.
WUKY will again have a booth set up Saturday and Sunday at this weekend's Woodland Art Fair. If you plan to go, stop by and say hello. I'm Joe Conkright for 91.3 WUKY and WUKY.org.